أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، وصلى الله على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والرسول المسدد المصطفى الأمجد حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل. وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين وصحبه المنتجبين، واللعن الدائم على أعدائهم أجمعين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. We seek refuge to the Almighty Allah, the Lord of the universe, from the evil of the devil. In the name of Allah, the compassionate, the merciful. It is again another blessing to have the tawfiq, the success from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to sit down and discuss the gleaming words of revelation and the light of legislation, al-Sharia, that came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His Messenger, Rasulullah Muhammad ibn Abdullah alayhi afdal as-salati wa salam. Insha'Allah, today we will be continuing the issues about Ramadan, and we will concentrate today insha'Allah ta'ala on the things that will void the fasting, or will make the person who is fasting his fast batil. Now, 9 or 10 things will make the things batil if was done intentionally. Since I said intentionally, the word intention is extremely important in the faith of Islam. Even the fasting, a person should intend that he is fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter whether from the beginning of the month or on a daily basis. The point is, the month of Ramadan is coming. I would like to fast these days from the beginning of the month to the end of the month, from the crescent to the crescent. The limited time that Allah said, and this is called the month of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan, I would like to fast it for the sake of Allah, qurbatan ila Allah ta'ala. And in other words, what I'm saying is, since intention is important, if I really didn't care about fasting, whether on a regular day or on a day of Ramadan, if I didn't care about fasting, and let's say for some reason I got up in the morning, or I didn't get up in the morning, I did not eat anything until night, and then I went home and the sun was down and I started eating, and someone asked me, did you eat anything the whole day? And I said no, and said, well, then you fasted. No, that is not fasting, because my intention was not fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, these days, if a person wants to fast, he should intend that, well, I would like to fast tomorrow for the sake of Allah, or the whole next month for the sake of Allah, the month of Ramadan. So intention is extremely important for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It does not have to be verbalized. It is enough that when someone asks me, what you're doing, I say, well, I'm fasting for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the importance of it. You don't have to say it, as long as the base core of intention is there. Now, since you intended to fast for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should refrain yourself from the following. Now, these verdicts, I am solely taking it from the grand Ayatollah Sayyid Sistani. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon him. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prolong his life, make him healthy. Most of these are common among the rest of the scholars. If there was one or two, please
refer to your own
scholar. Some of the people, they still follow Sayyid al-Khu'i, some follow Sayyid al-Imam, some follow Sayyid al-Qa'id, and so forth. So whoever, Sayyid al-Hakim, Sheikh Wahid al-Khurasani, God bless them, inshaAllah ta'ala, they are all our peaks of mountains in fiqh al-usul, and whoever follows the one that he knows to him, al-a'lam, or the most knowledgeable, then inshaAllah he is mabriyu dhimma. In other words, it's accepted, it is accredited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, we have to follow a scholar that is accredited, and he is the highest in knowledge. On Judgment Day, you will be home free, inshallah. These are the ones that they will break the fast if they are done intentionally. Number one is eating, and number two is drinking, or number one is eating and drinking. And in other words, if a person decided during the month of Ramadan to break his fast, what would happen? If he broke his fast unintentionally, he was used to not eating as the rest of the days of the year, and then suddenly it went through the month of Ramadan, he went to some place without paying attention, he bought a couple of oranges, whatever, and he started eating them, and then afterwards he remembered that he was fasting or during. That will not break his fast. As I said, it must be intentional. Now, what happens if intentionally I break my fast? Brothers and sisters, it's very dangerous. Now, one time I break my a person, astaghfirullah, may Allah never ever let me break my fast. One time a person breaks his fast intentionally, on purpose. In other words, goes against God's rules. It's Allah said fast. He said, God, I'm not going to, you know, fast. Or he just goes, he eats. One time he eats something halal. He would say, okay, he breaks his fast on something that is halal. And sometimes he breaks his fast on something that is haram. Now, these two are not the same. It's not I broke my fast and that's it. No, it isn't that way. Let's see what is the difference. Let's say that a person intentionally went and he decided to eat something during the month of Ramadan, which is wajib, and he's not sick, he's not on travel. Now, these are the issues that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the permission not to fast. And we kind of touched on it in several lectures back. If a person went and intentionally broke his fast on something that was halal one day, the penalty is the following. Number one, he either have to fast 60 days, that is the penalty, and one day of makeup, that is 61 days. A penalty and a makeup for one day of Ramadan. Or he have to feed 60 poor people and make up one day. Or the third one, he get a free slave and make up one day. So you have one of these three choices. Now I'm repeating myself. One of these three choices. One, he himself fasts 60 days as a penalty and make up one day. That's for one day. So in other words, if somebody broke his fast two times during the month of Ramadan, that's 120 days of penalty and 2 days of makeup. Subhanallah. Same thing, if it was 3 days, same if it was 4 days. So we have penalty. If he said, well, okay, I'm going to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I'm not going to repeat this again, I will pay the poor rate, you know, 60 poor people. Fine, Allah accepts for a 1 day, he feeds 60, for 2 days, he feeds 120. And, you know, the poor rate feeding differs from one country to another. I mean, some places they are lesser expensive. In the United States is probably $5, $6, something like that. Maybe if you go to other poorer country, India, Pakistan, Lebanon, Iran, you know, maybe it'll be cheaper, $2, $3, and so forth. So you pay that and you make up your fast some other day other than Ramadan, of course. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept. Now what happens if a person broke his fast on something that is haram? Well, God forbid, I don't want to get into the haram issues, you know. Something that is haram for you to eat, for a person to eat. And he goes and he breaks his fast on something forbidden. In this case, the penalty is all of the three and 1 day makeup. And in other words, he have to fast. Really, brothers, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never ever brings it to you. He have to fast 60 days. He have to feed 60. This is for 1 day of fasting. He have to feed 60 poor people. And he have to free a slave. And since today we do not have a slave to free, he have to ask a grand scholar for permission to substitute for another, whatever it is. And he have to make up that 1 day. Yes, subhanAllah, see how tough it is for a person who is capable, is fully powerful to fast, and he doesn't fast on purpose. Now, a way out, let's say that if a person wants to fast due to a certain reason, before noon, he can take a trip, travel. He can travel 14 miles from the limits of his city, or according to his grand scholar, takes a bite, he comes back and he eats. That is allowed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, listen, you know, this is the month of Ramadan, the month of spirituality, the month of rising higher and higher in God's kingdom. So it is required for you to fast, and it is extremely beneficial to you, to your body, to the society, to your spirit, to yourself. There are many good lessons. However, there is a way out. And God forbid if a person was sick or it was completely intolerable for a person. Let's say a person got stuck somewhere in the middle of the heat, nowhere, you know, and he was sweating, God forbid, to death. Then, yes, Allah said, at these moments, whatever is intolerable, or God forbid, you're sick, or in travel, then you can eat. However, if you did not, and you broke your fast intentionally, then the penalty is also so high. But the penalty is not on you, right? It's not a lashing. It's something that you got to do, such as fasting again, or feeding the poor, and so forth. But you got to repeat that 1 day. First and second, as we said, eating and drinking. What is the second or the third? Let's consider the first one as Sayyid Sistani, may Allah's blessings be upon him. He put it in his book. He said first and second is eating and drinking, or first is eating and drinking. Put it all in one category. The second is sexual intercourse. If a person done that with his wife, or God forbid, you know, again, remember the difference between halal and haram, that also will break the fast. Once again, doing these intentionally. Third one, God forbid, is masturbation. If a person, God forbid, he had done that. In general, masturbation is haram. And of course, during the month of Ramadan, it requires a penalty with it.
According to what it says, it said masturbation, or the name for it in Arabic is istimna, which means self-abuse or self-induced, resulting in ejaculation. This is what's written in the book of Sayyid Sistani, and this is the book of Sayyid Sistani, and Allah's blessings be upon him, in which he describes these things, and then he goes into details that, well, what if the person didn't know and this happened and that happened? Once again, in general, these things, if they're done on purpose and knowing that this will happen, that is what on purpose means. Number four. I know, subhanAllah, often we sit down and we say, Allah said this, or the Imam said that, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said this. And we bring a hadith. We have to be very careful during the month of Ramadan. Because if we said something like that, and it was a lie, and we knew that it was a lie, and if I said, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi said this, it will break my fast. I gotta be very careful. And this is how he put it. In other words, lying upon Allah, His Prophet, and the Imams. Ascribing false things to Almighty Allah, or His Prophet, or to the successors of the Holy Prophet. In other words, saying that Allah said this, and it was a lie. He said, Rasulullah said this, and it was a lie. He said, the Imam said this, and it was a lie. So lying, although in general it is haram, here it will break the fast in this fashion. Number five, so swallowing thick dust. Now how can I put this one? You go somewhere, you see that they're cleaning the street, you try to close your eyes and nose and go somewhere else. Or a lot of people, they say, well, let me put powder on my body, for instance, you know, these deodorants or something. You gotta be careful. Close your mouth and your nose until the dust cleared, or put this mouth cover on and nose cover on so you will not be breathing it in. So if swallowing thick dust, it will break the fasting. Number six. Immersing one's head in the water. Now, once again, I'm saying that this, whether it's different or not, and other scholars, this is according to Sayyid Sistani's verdicts. Immersing one's complete head in the water. Now, if you dive in the water where all of your head went into the water, or if you went to the water up to here, it is okay. But once you stick your head under the water, or you dive in the water where your head goes into the water, the fasting will be broken. So number six, very important, immersing one's complete head in the water. And that does not mean a shower. Shower is okay. Shower is pouring the water on your head, not diving into the water where the head, your head will go completely immerse or covered in the water. Number seven, remaining on janaba or hayd or nifas till the adhan of the fajr prayer. What does that mean? Let's say for some reason Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed the husband and wife relationship, and of course during the month of Ramadan. That's great. As long as you also get up and take a shower during that period. Let's say someone had a relationship with his wife, you know, after the food, breakfast, and you know, at 11, 10, 11, 12 o'clock in the midnight. Okay. Then he got up at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and he took a shower before the morning prayer. That's okay. No problem. Well, if somebody, for instance, he had a wet dream, and he got up and realized, well, there is a time for mourning, still, you know, still about an hour or so, 30 minutes or so, until Fajr, morning prayer. He gets up and he makes a ghusl, ghusl al-janaba, and everything is okay. But if a person remained on that state of janaba, and he didn't take a shower, he didn't take a shower, he didn't change, until the Allahu Akbar on purpose, then it is subhanallah. His fasting is batal. And he gotta put in mind the meaning of intentionally and unintentionally. If somebody forgot or something, it's different. So, but that doesn't mean that if a person, for instance, slept in the morning after the morning prayer, and God forbid, he had, you know, he had a wet dream, he gets up, that's unintentional. He gets up, takes a ghusl, and he comes out and he continues his fasting. The one that we're talking about is remaining in the middle of the night, remaining until morning prayer. That's what we're discussing here. Remaining in the state of janaba or hayd, hayd is the same, or nifas for the ones who had babies, until the adhan of fajr prayer. Number eight is inducing enema. You know, God forbid, you know, you guys know what the meaning of enema. Somebody did not go to the bathroom, decided to have an enema to let himself go to the bathroom. And if he did that, his fasting will be voided. And number nine, and the last one, is inducing vomiting. Once again, it is not that suddenly you felt sick and nauseated and vomit came out. That is not the issue. The issue is some people, they induce vomiting. They feel that, okay, I ate too much last night, I'm feeling bad, whatever, and they go ahead and put their fingers or something in their mouth and the vomit comes out. So that is what is we're not supposed to be doing, and if we did, it will break the fast. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the strength to do the month of Ramadan's fasting. Once again, these things are, if they are done intentionally, the month of Ramadan is a very, very important month. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept this beautiful worship from us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let us be closer and closer and closer to His revelation during this month, the month of Ramadan. May Allah let us be closer and closer and closer to Him. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين.